Okay, next example then. This particular example of an iron selective electrode is a solid state electrode. The solid state then says that we've now got no solution component, okay, that's involved in this particular system that's sensitive to our iron. The whole thing's happening in a crystal. Now the crystal that's involved is lanthanum fluoride. Our lanthanum fluoride then is an exchange with lanthanum fluoride solids, okay, hence the solid state electrode. All we're doing is we're putting the outside surface of that crystal then in contact with an external solution containing our fluoride ion. The fluoride ion then, reacting with the surface, changes the position of this equilibrium. As a result of the change in position of equilibrium, the measuring electrode on the inside here, okay, senses that change in voltage, and as a result, we get a value now converted back to ppm. And you can see the instrument detection limit's really quite deep, it's 20 ppb. The range then is going from micromolar up to molar, so it's a very wide range in sensitivity. And that selectivity coefficient told you that as long as the solution wasn't quite basic, then you would get a decent, reliable result. So in CAMS, we will be using our solid-state electrodes in the not-too-far-distant future once they start fluoridating the water. So this is the standard method that's used for ensuring that the fluoride concentration that's present in drinking water supplies is within the appropriate of legislative values. You might recall maybe about 3-4 months ago that one of the shires down south somewhere had some major issues where they discovered that accidentally put the wrong amount of fluoride into the drinking water system. And fluoride at high concentration is quite toxic, so they had to quickly figure out whether that overdosed people and stuff like that.